Hello everyone, welcome to Heart to Heart. Today we're going to do, the Lord put something on my heart about having His Word in your heart. We live from the heart. And the way He taught me was, whatever you want to change in life, you change it in your heart. You hide His Word in your heart, feel your Word. Fill your heart with His Word, and then it'll be easy to do the things of God. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her many things. And in verse, he told her things about Jesus Christ, how He would come and He would reign in, from Judah forever. And the wise men came. And, you know, she had great experiences. Her cousin, Elizabeth, was going to have John the Baptist. And when she came, John the Baptist leaped in the heart, in the womb. He rejoiced in the womb. And then he appeared to her again. I'm going to read from verse, this is Luke chapter 22, verse 13. It says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Now watch verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. But Mary pondered these things in her heart. Every experience I have with the Lord, everything He say, I ponder it, I consider it, I think about it, I meditate on it, I cherish it in my heart. So that when I go out in life, I'll have it. And sometimes people, through the pressures of life, fear, doubt, unbelief, the persuasion of the world, they let the word of God slip when unfavorable things happen. Because we're in this warfare world, things go wrong. And most of the time, it's an attack against the amount of word that's accumulated in your heart. When you fill your heart with God's Word, and the way we do that is we study it and we speak it. With that, as we're studying, it's best to read out loud than silent, because that way your ears hear the Word, and it gets in your heart stronger. Anybody that speaks the Word of God, you can allow that Word to get in your heart. When the pastor and the ministers at your church speak the word of God, when people are speaking by the Holy Spirit, those are things, if you ponder it right, you can keep it forever and not forget it for the rest of your life. And like many times, people say, well, that was a good sermon, and they keep part of it, and they let the rest slip to the point that they can go out to dinner after a good church service, and somebody say, well, what was the topic? And they can't even tell they can't even tell what the topic was that the pastor spoke. And they say, I can't remember right now, but that was a good sermon. Learning to retain the Word of God is as important as hearing it in the first place. Because if you don't keep it, you won't have it when you need it. Now, the Holy Spirit works with us. He can bring it back to our remembrance, things that we've taken time to study. He can, when we need it, he can bring it back. The word that you study and receive may not be at the front of your mind, but if you kept it in your heart, it's still there. And you live from your heart. And the Lord trains me, and he prescribed different books, and I listened to them. And then he gave me revelation from what I've studied and what I've heard. And he trains me with it. And then in life, I can speak that word, and it works. Whenever he gives me an assignment, I receive what he brings to me. And I consider it. I want it. I think about it. I ask questions that come up to get a firm understanding of what he wanted me to do and say and learn. And then out in life, I use it. I apply that those principles in my life. And I make judgments with it. Now, as long as that word is inside, when under any kind of challenge, I live from that word. And he gave me this message a long time ago, saying, what is in your heart? And I read that same scripture where Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. And in Proverbs, it says, this is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life. When you, all of God's word that you receive in your heart, keep it. Because out of that flow the issues of life. You can live from your heart. And I, you know, growing up in the South, you know, when you go to church, people say, but do right, and they preach about not sinning. But they don't tell you too much how to do it. Well, the way you can either try to concentrate on not sinning, and that'll just take up most of your time. Or you can receive God's word in your heart, not concentrating on sin, but concentrate on the word. And the word will give you the strength. It gets in your, and you can choose to live by it, and then it'll be your will. It'll be the choice. It'll be your advice. It will be your comfort. It will be your rest. And you will, and you can, it'll help you receive what God is saying. And all these things work together to help you live and make your judgments and give your advice and raise your children, whatever you have to do. And help your friends. Whatever, all the things that you do in this life, it'll be word-based. It'll be biblical. But if you concentrate on not sinning, that's a miserable way to live. And a lot of people would seem miserable when I was a kid because they were focused on not doing wrong. and they didn't know how to fight a war. See, also in the scriptures, it talks about warfare. Ephesians talk about the battle garments, you know, the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, helmet of salvation. It talks about warfare. And without using the scriptures and the authority that God has given you, you know, I remember when I was a child, there was no mention that I remember about authority over Satan, unless they read a scripture what Jesus did. And this went on for a long time. When I went to the Holiness Church, Pentecostal churches, they taught more about that. But even at that point, they taught it in a more limited way. But receiving the Word of God, receive all of it. The parts that talk about your authority, the parts that talk about who you are in Christ, the gift, you know, what it means to be in the kingdom of God. Consider these scriptures. They make you strong. And it's easy to receive what God is saying. The more word you receive, the easier it is to live, because you have the word in your heart. When you're focused on trouble, you know, how can your eye be single? But when you're focused on the word, the word of God gives you a God's eye view of life. And it's easy to make a judgment call with his perception. The word of God gives you God's perception because it is God's perception. It's a God's eye view. See, a bird flies high in the air and you say, well, a bird's eye view, that's good, because you can see around you which way you would normally be. But a God's eye view can see you, around you, and even through time itself. He can even see the choices, the potential choices you may make. And the Holy Spirit will guide you, because the Holy Spirit is timeless. And he can guide you in life wherever you need it. I'm reminded by Pastor Lynn Lawson. He's pastor of the church in Gardendale. He said something I will never forget back in the 80s. He needed a certain amount of money, and he believed God for it. Went to his mailbox, and he had a check for the amount he needed. I think it was, I think it was some kind of income tax check. But he had the amount that he was praying for. And then the Lord spoke to him and said, whenever you have a need, believe me. He said, because I can look through time and see your faith and honor your faith yesterday. And that, you know, the Lord knew that what he needed, and he caused that check to be there on the time he needed it. But he believed him for it. To me, that's kind of like a miracle. But nevertheless, God did it, and he helped him. So when you're at the worst part of your trouble, God knew that trouble was coming. Just stay in faith, because God can do the miracle that you need at that time. Remember, he loves us. And our faith works by love. When we love God, the more we love man in the name of Jesus, the more we can see that God loves us. When we love others, it's easy to receive the living love of God towards us, and know that what he's done for us is true. And the word of God is the first witness of it. So when we take on the word of God inside of us, it becomes a part of who we are. Mary pondered those things in her heart. In the Psalms, David wrote some Psalms, Psalm 119. And most of that Psalm, it talks about life living in the Word of God and how the Word helps us in life. The Word of God is able to help us in every way, every problem we can face. It can help us now, in real time, to overcome in life. You know, in the days of, this is a good for instance. In the days that, when the Word of God was being written, there's no mention anywhere where people took drugs, mind-altering drugs. But, you know, And people, you know, they try drugs and get hooked on them. And you know, many people, some that I even know, they got off the drugs because of the Word of God. And some people don't, people don't study the same. Many people have been to church and they go back to their drugs, or they never get off of them. But there are some that do, because they, and you can't even tell that they ever took them. There's nothing, that no trouble that a man can get in, that if he changes his opinions in his heart and start pondering the Word of God in his heart, there's no trouble he can't get out of. Faith in the works of Jesus Christ destroys all limitations. Your faith in the living works of Jesus Christ destroys all of your limitations and everything that's not right. Now, this is David. He wrote, this is one of my favorite parts. I read sections of Psalm 119. It says in verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers." That's a strong statement. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." This shows the power of meditating on God's word. Don't just hear it, think about it, consider it. See how it fits like a puzzle in your life. He said, "I understand more than the ancients." Now, this is an even stronger statement. "I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precept." And this shows that you, when you first hear the word, you learn. But when you do them and practice those things, you keep it. And you finish learning what the word began to reveal to you. I remember telling the lady once that, I said, when you hear the word, you're introduced to the knowledge of God. But when you act on it in life, you finish learning. You finish the process of learning. You finish learning what the word is giving you. You receive greater insights. And you can see how it fits in life, and then an understanding comes with it. Verse 101, he said, "I have refrained my feet from evil. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me." You don't have to let the word of God slip away. Everything you learn, it is possible to keep it all. But you do that by practice. Now, it's possible, but it's not probable. So if you forget something, if you let something slip, don't be hard on yourself. Go back and study those things continually. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you in life. And as you use it in life, you'll govern your life with it, and it gets easier. The more word you see, the Word of God is one, and it works together as one. I used to say, well, you can't learn it all. Actually, you can. Because the Word of God interprets the Word of God. And also, the Word of God works together as one. Every part of God's Word is linked. And the more you learn, the more you'll understand. And, you know, don't read it focused on not doing wrong. Don't read it focused on trouble. Just receive it as a student that loves God, knowing that your Father God loves you. When you read it that way, you receive it right. If you read it worrying about, focused on yourself and your troubles, then the Word of God is being absorbed away from you. It's being taken from you. Because you made your problems bigger than God. But when you read it, receiving the strength of God's word, now you're eating. Now it's just like a man eating food, and he has a good colon system. He's absorbing the nutrients from the food. Some people have, they eat the wrong thing so much that their colon can't subtract the nutrients out of the food, and the nutrients go straight through them, and they live an unhealthy life. If you're trying to figure out what you can get away with, you're reading the Word of God in rebuttal. And you're not receiving the strength of it. That's why you hear some people say, well, I read the Word and it didn't help me. I didn't understand. You have to receive it in faith. Your life will only work in the faith gear. If you're not in faith, your life is not going to work. It's not even possible for your life to continue working. If you're in resistance, doubt and unbelief is resistance against God. It's saying that God is not right, Jesus is not your Savior. It's saying that the Word of God is a book of poems, of fiction, and it's not going to help me in my life, and my life is more real. And many people take that position, so they can't learn the ways of the Father. Just like I said in the last broadcast of Heart to Heart, the Lord taught me something in business, and I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know that a long time ago. I would have done so much better had I known these things that you just taught me today. And this was back in 1988. And I said, how come you didn't show me this a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So when we lean to our own understanding and our own ways and our own perceptions, then it's in the way, it's blocking the road of us receiving the knowledge of God. I was settled at that time in the way that I thought. And I thought that I was doing good. But when the Lord, when trouble kept coming up over the same thing, and I asked the Lord, why does this happen? What do I need to do? How can I do something different? He told me. And then I thought about it. I said, that would have saved me a lot of trouble a long time ago. It would have put me in the advantage. But you didn't tell me. How come you didn't tell me then? I asked. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So, in order to learn the ways of the Father, be receptive towards the Father. And put all of your thoughts, opinions on the back burner, and put God's word at the front of your heart. And notice I said heart, not mind, because we live from the heart. See, the world runs backwards to the kingdom of God. In the world, people do things according to their, they do things according to the way that they see fit. They govern their life by their own mind and not necessarily the Word of God. Unless they saw people living the Word of God, and it gets mixed in the way that they do things. See, a visual is stronger than what you hear. When you see something, you can understand it faster than when you hear something. But when it comes to the Word of God, it takes faith. We live by our faith. We can go so far with vision, but what we see is easier to join in with vision. But our faith is foundational. What we see and understand in life, we understand many things, and it's good. But now we gotta put the gear in faith. We have to receive God's word and run our life based on the foundation of God's word. And the word of God will help us filter out the things that's not right and not true. And that's going to take time. You know, when we first get saved, we repent. We turn from the wicked ways of the world.
Now that's, you know, that's good. But we don't fully change all of our ways at one time. We can turn from our sin, but our thoughts, habits, perceptions, convictions, all that has to be altered over time as we receive God's word. And nobody can just stop all of their thoughts and opinions. They don't just fade away. But when you start receiving God's word, you begin a process, a living process, and you start replacing hidden doubts and unbelief, hidden problems, hidden false thoughts with true thoughts. And the true thoughts will expose the wrong ones for what they are, and you'll purge them out of your life. That's why people who just get saved, they have a strong love for God, but they're not mature yet. Even when people first get called to the ministry, Paul said, don't use a novice because he'll get in pride. They hadn't learned the tricks of the wiles of the devil yet. How long does that take, preacher? I don't know. It depends on the person and how much dedication they put in receiving God's word. It's not about how long we stay before we're ready to be used of God in ministry. It's about how mature we are and how we use what we have. Now, Paul was a Pharisee. He had a partial foundation of the word, but a grave misunderstanding, because he put Christians in jail. He thought like a Pharisee. And then the Lord appeared to him. He found himself on the ground and saying, who are thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. Why do you persecute me? Because the body of Christ is Jesus and his people. So he was persecuting the people, the body of Christ. And then Jesus said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he had heard Stephen minister. And that word that Stephen ministered got in his heart. Together with seeing Jesus, he knew he was exposed by the light of God's word. The light of God's word that Stephen preached, together with the vision of Jesus, he knew he was wrong. Saying, who art thou, Lord? He put himself last, put Jesus first. He called him Lord. At that moment, he was saved because he believed. And then Jesus gave him instruction to go to the street called Straight. And Ananias laid hands on him, and he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So now he has the Holy Spirit upon him. And then nobody trusted him. The Christians that were scared of him, and the other Pharisees wanted to kill him. So he went to the deserts of Arabia to be trained by the Lord. And after 3 years, he came, the Lord started using him. So he was trained for 3 years. The disciples were trained for around 3.5 years. So what kind of student are you? And if you want God to mightily use you, then there are things you got to know. And you have to train, you have to know how to live. You have to learn, how can you represent God if you don't trust him? And the only way to trust him is to learn who he is and get to know him. And as we do these things, the word of God, as we put the word of God in our hearts, that's when it all starts to make sense. It all works together. Now, back to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 102, he said, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Verse 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. It's possible to come to the point where you hate evil. Now, I use confessions. I speak the word over my life all the time. And I say, I don't want to just avoid trouble. I hate it. I hate sin. I hate every part of sin. And I name the kind of sin I hate, which is all of it. I name things that I want to make sure I don't get tangled up in. And one of them is pride. I hate it. Pride is very destructive. And that's the one God hates the most. And there are some sins God, he hates all sin, but he hates pride more than he hates all of them. So the Word of God gives us the greater advantage. Now we're about out of time. These files don't hold but about 30, they hold 30 megabytes, which is about 30 minutes. So I'm going to try to squeeze 31 minutes into this one. And then if I do, you'll get the whole teaching. But anyway, now we're out of time. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is.